Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, I meant to open the broadcast up with the point that our next caller is about to make that I see on the board. Dave in St. Louis says, combat vet on warfare against America. And when you really boil this down, this is asymmetrical 21st century bureaucratic culture war to demoralize and break down the country. And I mean, that's it. And you can admit you're under attack and decide ways to mitigate it and help others mitigate it, or you can roll over and die. So I'm glad you called in on that same point to remind me, Dave. I guess our minds think alike. Go ahead, from St. Louis.
You there, AJ?
Yes, sir.
God bless you and your family. I'm a combat vet. It sounds like I don't have that long, so if you let me get through a couple points. What I'd like to say is I'm not hearing a lot of how or what people can do. People need to get local, get to their sheriffs. They need to keep eyes out on things, any new people out, suspicious people. What we're focusing on, like in Maui and these places, are battles. But if you take the 1,000-foot view, you'll see that there's a lot of battles. This is the war. It's about a calling, depopulation, and they have to use various ways. These guys can only make phone calls and push buttons. They literally, some of them can't even tie their own damn shoes. So that being said, we are actually doing this to ourselves. So the kingdom is within. You have to get to the mind, and then you have to get to your own people, and it is a mindset. What has happened is they have played the long game, and they've got to the key people, and they use manifestation of telling us this or that or whatever's going to happen, and they have to. And that's because they have to use it. They use us. They cannot do it on their own. So you have to get to the mind. So we have to organize. It's scary to me because I don't think there's nowhere to run like 1776. So I think we are going to divide within. A lot of people are going to move around in this country. It's going to be a divided states. And I see a lot of the red or whatever that's against whatever's going on in there right now. And I see what's going on. They are going to have to move in different areas. And we are probably going to go at it with these people for a while. And it really comes down to what we said in the military. It's all God, country, family. And if anything goes against those things, then you need to question who's in there. You know, I think people...
Well, hold on. I'm going to let you finish your point because you're making really important points. But I'm not blaming the people of Lahaina or Maui. But most of them sat there while the cops said, no, you can't drive through, and died. And what you're saying is... It's globalists punching buttons, and then we all follow the orders, and the police follow orders, and the citizens follow orders, and we all die, and we have to give the mindset of, no, if somebody's telling me something that goes against logic and common sense, I'm not going to follow their orders, because in many areas, these governments are controlled by the technocrats who are literally killing us through the bureaucracy. It's an easy equation. They, BlackRock-controlled power companies, are not in many areas cutting back the power lines. Then they control that. They leave the power on. They know it's going to burn everything down. People need to look at that and say, hey, they're going to burn us down. The power lines are in brush. And you, like you said, you've got to look at all the ways they can kill you. Because they're not coming to kill you with a man with a gun and a blue helmet. They're going to kill you through a shot. They're going to kill you through GMO. They're going to kill you through 5G. They're going to kill you through electrical fires.
Yes. We are at war, people, and that's what people don't realize. As soon as they look in the mirror and say that to themselves and they have that sobering thought that there is a 1% of the people out there that thinks there are too many of us, which is complete BS. Anybody that's been on an airplane knows there's plenty of land everywhere, all over the place. It's just a matter of how many of us they can control, and they got the God syndrome. So it all comes down to us. Do we do it or do we not do it? And Trump is not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has already came. He's already came and gone. This is up to us. So people quit standing in lines watching Trump and start doing something. I mean, the man's old anyway. He's not going to be around forever, okay? Jesus has come and gone. This is on us.
I appreciate your call, Dave. Be safe in St. Louis, and you're right. Our heads should be on swivels. We should be aware of what's going on. And we've got to know that we are under globalist attack. We'll be right back on the other side with more of your phone calls. Trace. And then Titus. And so many others. And then I'm going to show you these videos and things out of Kauai, out of Lahaina. Maui. It's just disgusting. I mean, it is cut and dry. They murdered those people. Wow. I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us. And they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamineral Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Trump is not going to save us, as the last caller said, but realizing the deep state's persecuting him and trying to destroy him to get to us and complete their coup over America is true. We should be praying for President Trump. We should be praying for the other institutions and groups and organizations that are fighting the New World Order and are focal points to lead a resistance against this. Let's go ahead and talk to Trace in North Dakota. Trace, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones.
Welcome.
God bless you, brother. Love you, man. Hope I get to shake your hand someday. I appreciate everything you do. And
I appreciate you, brother.
Love you, man. Seriously. And it's hard to even go to what I was going to talk about. Just, you know, hearing you talk about Maui. I mean, I can't even think about that. It's so infuriating. But if you have a few minutes, I did have 2 points, but I think the second point was more important. But I'll do the first one quickly. I did time in the feds years ago, and I'm originally from Montana. And I don't know if you knew this, but every state has a federal defender office. It's like your court-appointed attorney if you don't have one when the feds are charging you?
Yes.
And the one in Montana is in Great Falls, and that's where I was, Cascade County Jail. And my federal defender at the time, my attorney was David Ness, and the head federal defender was Tony Gallagher. And my attorney told me that Gallagher used to be a federal prosecutor, but he got so tired of seeing dudes, you know, taken away from their families and getting put away for 30, 40 years that he went and he wanted to represent them and not put them away anymore. And, I mean, I was in jail with grown men that come back from this one guy. This was 2003 and four. So he was like 60, but he came back crying from visiting, and his daughter came in there and said, the feds showed up at her and her husband, which would be his son-in-law, and like ripped through their house. And they were threatening to indict them if he didn't plead to what they wanted to. That point was just that this is really bad, everything that's going on with the Department of Justice, but I think it needed to happen. I don't think people realize how bad the feds have been for so many years. They're just putting away people for 30, 40 years, you know, and a little bit of dope or something. And for every gun, they give them 5 years. And my girlfriend at the time, her grandfather was also in front of the feds, and they gave him 5 years for each gun. He was 63. And then he had a World War One or Two gun that his grandfather years ago gave him. I mean, we're talking 100 years. I don't know, a long time ago. This gun was old; it doesn't even work. And they gave him 5 years for that. And they don't run them concurrent; they consecutive every gun. So they just add them up 5 years each. You know, 50 years if you got 10 guns.
Yeah, the federal government is overall a very parasitic organization. It's completely stood down on the border. It's aiding and abetting the human smuggling. And it is beyond disgusting. What was your take on Trump? You wanted to talk about Trump, or you had something else to add?
Well, I actually have kind of a two-part way to actually get. I think it's the only way we're going to get the country back. Doesn't Congress have a bailiff? They do, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know what a true bill is. I know that Congress doesn't have the power to formulate two bill indictments and have them served, but they have a bailiff and they have their own police force. I think they should call in Fauci and Mayorkas and all the other liars, have them testify in front of Congress and read back to them where they lied about something and arrest them on the spot. Have them arrested and detained, no bail. Let the feds figure it out. But the Patriots need to have visuals. The Democrats always use visuals. Trump's mugshot. I've done time in the feds. Anything federal they try to charge, it's just going to get thrown out. Nothing he did was a crime. But state-wise is where it's scary because they're going to try to threaten these other, his co-defendants. They're going to threaten them with tons of years, and they're going to get at least one or two of them to break. But I think they have to arrest these guys with their bailiff in Congress in front of the American people. And then the American people that don't know what's going on will say, oh, hey, they arrested. Well, they must have been lying about something. They have to start taking a stand. They have.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Congress refers charges to the Justice Department. So the problem is they've seized control of the Justice Department. That's why you see this incredible arrogance that's taking place. And they completely weaponize the Justice Department against the American people. And they admit that's their plan now. So it's going to take a pulling back from the government and just the public recognizing we have an illegitimate federal government. I mean, remember the school board said, oh, we want the feds to come in and harass the people at the school boards. And then it was the feds told the school districts to call the feds. The feds now want to go muscle moms that don't want their 7-year-old being given pornographic pedophile literature. That if you try to read at the school district, you get arrested because it is indecent. Nobody's banning books. We're saying you don't give pedophile books with graphic images of little kids having sex with adults and telling them how great it is to children. I've got video of that. I want to go to more calls here in a moment, but let's break some big news here. I told you last Friday that my sources said they plan to roll the lockdowns back out starting the middle of September. That 100% happened. I told you all my children. And you see all the other big news we break, most of that sources. And my sources are accurate 95% of the time. Because sometimes the power structure changes course. But my sources are good. They're people in the inside. And you saw it all roll out the last few days. Universities, hotels, Hollywood production companies, going back to masks, going back to you got to have the shots, you can't work here. And then calls to return to the controls. All over CNN, all over BBC, it's a global, all over Australian news. It's a unified UN globalist program. When you're seeing the same newscast with the same talking points the same day, all over the world, that's a concerted, organized operation. Well, now we have this. South Texas school district closes over COVID-19 surge. MySanAntonio.com. A school district nearly 2 hours southeast of San Antonio is closing its doors until next week, claiming the COVID-19 cases have jumped on its campuses. Orange ISD announced Wednesday, August 23rd, that it will be shutting down the rest of the week until Tuesday, August 29th, according to KENS5. School district, again, South Texas temporarily closes. This is all to create the fear. As COVID cases flare, some schools and businesses reinstate mask mandate. CBS News. So see, I told you, this is the fear. This is the rollout. Because we weren't buying the global boiling. Well, now send in the new COVID variant. The head of the British response, who coordinated with Fauci and Gates in his text messages that came out last year, said it's time to release the new variant. That will scare them into submission. Here's another one. Reggie Chaney, college basketball star who helped lead Houston to the Final Four in 2021, dies at age 23. You want to guess what he died of? it's the same thing over and over again. Now they've got articles telling you, oh, sorry, the COVID shots don't work. Yeah, they never worked, other than making you sick. Now, I mentioned this last hour from the big interview. When I say big, last time I checked, what is it, 300-something million? Let's go to Tucker Carlson's Twitter account on X. Last time I checked, it was 240 million. Let's see what it is now. I haven't checked since last night. Fox's whole thing had 5 million viewers. See, it's a paper tiger. It represents the establishment. Nobody believes it, except a few fools. But I asked the crew, I said, I thought that one of the most powerful points Trump made was, I'm aware of the deep state now. I know how the federal government works now. When I get back in, I'll be able to stop them. 255.7 million views. What did I estimate? It would get 300, 400 million views? I don't remember.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Take clip, and then we don't. But say it again. Just one more time. He said, I didn't know how D.C. worked before. I know how D.C. works now. I didn't know how D.C. worked before. I know how D.C. works now. That's the clip I'm looking for. All right, let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I'm sorry if I'm not feeling well. I said a little prayer for you while I was waiting. Hope you feel better soon. Well, real quick before I get to my main point, I just want to say that Larry Alex Thon pointed out that we do need to fix the ballot situation, you know, go with paper ballots because, you know, who knows how much they can steal. But the main thing I wanted to tell you about was that Vivek Ramaswamy, I've been, like, red in the face, if you could become red in the face from posting things on social media, about trying to get people to understand that this guy, it would almost be like electing a Fauci. Because he's directly involved in biotech. He developed the lipid nanoparticles through his subsidiary of Rovant called Genevant. They make lipid nanoparticles. They say, quote, best-in-class lipid nanoparticle RNA products is what they make on their website. And they're suing Pfizer for using the lipid nanoparticle delivery technology.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, Vivek Ramaswamy's not been around long enough to know whether he's good or bad. I know he's suing Davos Group for saying they said he's part of them or whatever. So, I mean, his rhetoric's really good right now, and that's why he's so popular. But yeah, I mean, I don't think we've got enough track record with him.
I agree with a lot of the things that he says, but, I mean, after, you know, as much effort as we've all put into trying to expose this medical tyranny, and I know how, you know, I really appreciate your work on that. I just can't believe that we would be considering electing a guy who literally makes the shots, basically. I mean, he makes the lipid nanoparticle RNA.
Which we know is really, really, really bad. That's a great point. Anything else?
Well, you know, biotech is also the field that's brought us GMOs, like BT corn, which BT corn, you know, it's a BT toxin, which we actually use in organic crop production. I'm a horticulturalist.
Yeah, so bugs die from eating it, but it's okay for us to eat.
Well, it's not okay for us to eat necessarily, and it's banned.
I'm being sarcastic.
But right. but the thing is about it is in organic production, you can spray it on, and it can be rinsed off by rain or irrigation water. But a GMO corn plant, I don't even want to call it a plant because it's a hybrid between a plant and a bacterium. It actually makes that bacteria, that toxin, the BT toxin, in every cell in the plant. And so you're eating that toxin when you eat it. And the only reason we don't die right away from eating BT corn is because we have an acidic gut, whereas a caterpillar has an alkaline gut. It's like the opposite. And it's and also we don't just only eat corn, but there are, you know, long-term effects from eating this stuff. And then the other, you know, big bad another one of the bad GMOs is the Roundup Ready soy, because they blanket spray these fields with Roundup because the soy is resistant to it. And now every fresh water source in the world has detectable levels of glyphosate. And then, of course, another biotech problem that industry brought about is the gain-of-function pathogens, which we all know what that's brought us with the, you know, plandemic. And, well, another bad thing about Ramaswamy, Newsmax reported a couple days ago that he took $90,000 from George Soros' family as a grant to attend Yale Law School. And he claimed that he needed the money at the time, but actually he reported to the IRS that he made $2 million that
year. All right, well, I got it. Vivek Ramaswamy's got some issues. Great points. Thank you so much. And the bigger issue is everything you said is admitted about all this BT corn and all this other stuff. And it's just killing us. And that's why our life expectancy is going down. Everybody's so sick. And little kids are getting cancer everywhere. And This is the world the average bureaucrat wants to live in, the average globalist, the average minion. And the people sit there when the cops say, no, you can't leave down the road with no fire. The fire's 100 yards behind you. You just stay right there. You're going to die now. Nope. Just how it works. Kevin in Seattle, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Long-time listener, big fan. I'm a part of the age group that frequently gets talked down upon, and the demoralization and miseducation has really rotted a lot of people's brains, I know. And we've been misguided for a long time, but thanks to you and others on your program, I've been able to get rid of some of the rot. But where are things I can do to bring real change I can see in my community? I feel sometimes the power structure's too powerful for me to do anything, but like that's where they want us to be. But I'm tired of seeing hate winning and evil thriving. So what advice would you have for young men like myself and others out there that really just hate what's going on right now?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be a victim. You're on a beautiful planet, a beautiful universe with amazing stuff all around you, and realize that there's some really bad people that want to control the future, want to use us as guinea pigs, who want to play God, and that that this is the animating contest of liberty. And so it's an incredibly dangerous, dynamic, wild, scary, but also invigorating, empowering time to be alive. And as the New World Order, who can't help but want to kill everybody and take full control, as it tries to carry this out, you're just going to see opposition ramp up. And the enemy can't help their nature, so they're going to keep attacking no matter what. So we're going to win this in the end one way or another. But it's going to be spectacular. And so I would just realize that doesn't matter how nice your car is, doesn't matter how cool you are, none of that stuff matters. What matters is your relationship with God, and what matters is how you're engaged in forming others to have the confidence to do that. And that at the end of the day, exposing the New World Order is the most important thing we can do. And then conversely, exposing that God's real and the people have a choice to make. Anything else?
That's it. I hope to have a beer with you one day. Follow me at Swervin Media on YouTube.
Peace. Say that again, because you said it real quick. Where do we follow you on Twitter?
On YouTube, Swervin Media.
Swerving.
Yeah, Swervin Media.
No, I got it. I got it. Thank you so much, Kevin. All right, let's jam in one more call, and we'll come back and cover the Maui information. Tony in Georgia, you got a minute, 55 seconds.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I just got a few points. The lady that said yesterday or the other day, that was a lawyer that said all of the administration of Biden didn't have any notarized affidavit. So his administration is illegal right off the bat. So my thing is we run 98% of the country. The conservatives do, or the counties, 98% of the counties. We are allowed self-defense. So when they do this new lockdown, we make arrests. Get 4 to 8 members of your team, and you just make arrests of people that go along with the system. The reason is because you can charge them with attempted murder because, the lockdowns and the mask went through a court of law saying the mask give you a bacterial pneumonia and the lockdowns have killed people. So that is my,
well, that's right. Their attempts to put us under house arrest have killed a bunch of people and have been adjudicated to be illegal. And I agree. Grand juries and stuff should get together and indict these local health officials that are on the globalist payroll and stop this deadness tracks. And no one should comply with any of it.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call.
God bless you. All right, that's it for calls. I'm going to come back and get into the Maui information. And it is disgusting beyond belief. But it really happened. And, again, if they can do this to these folks, they can do it to anybody. This is just mass murder. Administrative mass murder. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com. I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us. And they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Job, by the way, finding it. He elaborated more, but for President Trump to admit he didn't know how D.C. ran, but now he does know, and he elaborated on it. We'll, in post, put the fuller clip in once we post this to Bandai Video later today. Obviously, we can't do that now because we're live, but that's quite an admission from Trump, and everyone wants to say he's wrong or didn't know what was going on. He should do more of that. That's good. Here it is.
Well, I had great people. We'll have even better people if we do this, because now I know Washington. Before, I didn't know Washington. But guys like Bill Barr were terrible. I mean, they were.
Then he went on and elaborated and went through the bad guys and who the good guys were. Let's now go ahead and start going to this footage, because we had the witnesses that said they saw this. Now AP talked to the police. They admitted, yeah, we were ordered to block people on the main road going out, even though the fire was coming the other direction. That would be like, it was a 10-story apartment building, the old-fashioned ones that have the fire escape on the outside and or on the inside. You got the stairs, and the building's on fire, and then people get to the second floor, and there's cops with guns saying, you can't leave the building. And they're like, well, the fire's up there. we're on the fire escape, or you're coming on the outside of the fire escape, and police are on a bullhorn saying, you are not allowed to come down. And you go, why? I've been ordered to not let you come down. Well, there's a fire. And a normal cop in a normal world that's under my control would say, yeah, come on down. Let me help you. And I've been to Lahaina many times. I know it. We've seen the reports. The APs confirm everything we already said. They're literally trying to flee the flames coming this way. And the road's this way. And they see the hills and the mountains. And it's wide open. And they just block them in and burn their asses up. And then only some got out. Because the cops finally left. Now they found the power poles, the ones that didn't fall over, hacked in key places with precision by axes so they would fall over. Yeah, folks wanted that land. And could it be locals in a conspiracy to do it? I don't know. Was it BlackRock who wouldn't cut the trees for 5 years and let the power on? That's why they've got an exclusion zone. That's why they're covering up. That's why they're acting so suspicious. Because they've been caught, folks, in the most perfect negligence, hole-in-one negligence, pure 100%, perfectly to hurt people just magically by accident. And that, I give that 1% chance that's real. No, ladies and gentlemen. It was default. It was set up. It was planned. Just like California. You go, why is all this stuff burning down? Remember, made fun of Trump. Trump goes, you're supposed to rake the forest. So they call it in Europe. Go to Europe. It's all, there's no kindling. There's nothing on the ground. It's all taken out by the foresters in Germany and France. And then you don't have those big issues because it's not there. Why would they leave it? Anywhere you go in the country, you see power lines with trees all in it? No. You see power lines with bamboo growing up all through it? No. And BlackRock that owns that company, 90% of it, cut the money. Anytime you drive down the road, in the summer particularly, you see shredders and big trucks cutting the trees back. Well, they better do that, or they'll fall on the power lines. In fact, they estimate a third of the cost of your electricity is not even the generation of the power lines. It's the upkeep of the right-of-ways. This is engineering 101 turned off in only two states I know of, Hawaii and California. This is the first harrowing clip. Lahaina man talks about them blocking roads in Lahaina, hindering people, and there's video of it. Here it is.
Good luck.
Look at this. Holy sh! This is a nightmare. I don't know where he's going. Probably to block our street. They're going to barbecue all these people down in Lahaina. We're all trapped down in here. They're blocking off all exits. And everyone is just stuck. Going in a circle in a fire pit.
Now that's the few people that escaped because they were blocking all the main roads and Front Street. Here's Fish, a fixture of Lahaina for decades, runs a little roadside shop that sells woven hats. And here's what he said. This is all confirmed now. But here's what he said.
I think we should get out of here because of the speed of this wind. It could be here in 2 minutes.
And so about what time was this effort? By the way, if you guys don't know who this is Fish. He's been sitting next to Cheeseburger in Paradise selling the most awesome stuff, right, for years. He's like a legend, and everyone loves Fish, and Fish loves everybody. But he's one of the wisest people that I know, by the way. Anyway, Fish, continue.
So I went around back to Front Street, and there was all the cars were lined up, but none of them were moving. And I walked all the way from Safeway to the Chart House. Not one car had moved. And I was wondering what was stopping the traffic. Well, it was a policeman. And I got to the end, and I looked up north. There were no obstructions. There was no reason to keep those cars
there. Are you serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, I'm under orders to keep them here. And I said, the fire is right around Safeway. It's going to hit Front Street. You know, these people got to get out of here. And he said, I'm following orders.
No way.
And I keep walking down the highway, and I looked behind, no cars were coming out. I walked all the way to Waikule Beach, still no cars coming out, and I started hearing boom, 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 and then I heard people screaming and stuff.
You're saying they were blockaded in by the police at the end of Front Street?
Yeah.
Like where the restaurant is?
Right, where the Chart House
was. Where the Chart House was, I should say. There was a blockade there, and they could not go any further.
I walked all the way from Safeway to there. Not one car had moved. But all the way to, like I said, the Civic Center. And then I started hearing all the explosions. And there was no one walking behind me or on bicycles or anything. And I just...
Dude, that is unbelievable.
I had no idea, you know, until the next day when I walked down there to what had happened. I just, oh my God.
So did you go up north to your place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you just hunkered down for the night?
Yeah.
And then you...
So, who ordered the power to stay on? Who ordered the water to not be transferred? We know, the Obama Foundation guy. Who didn't trim back the trees? BlackRock, that owns 90% of the company. And said they, in a press release 4.5 years ago, they weren't going to update it anymore. They had all these reports of power arcs. They have sensors. They had a maximum alert, 70, 80 mile an hour winds. We'll play a newscast in a moment. Coming in, and they go, nope, you don't get water. And we're leaving the power on. And we're going to have the cops in the one road out block you in. And again, I've checked the news. I've checked it all. AP, we covered yesterday, is a 9-page article. Everything I've said is in there. That's crazy. They're reporting the truth. I mean, is there any self-preservation left? Maybe there is. Maui utility may have compromised evidence in fire probe, lawyers say. Washington Post. Look at this Hill headline. Maui residents who disobeyed barricades survived fires, AP. Maui utility may have compromised evidence in fire probe, lawyers say. In deadly Maui fires, many had no warning and no way out. Those who dodged the barricades survived. We're all trapped. This is the article you got to read. From yesterday, I'll have it reposted at InfoWars.com by Don Salazar. This is one that has dozens of videos you got to go watch. They're blocking off all exits. Driver furious as police vehicle speeds past him to trap residents fleeing Lahaina wildfires. By the way, I saw the video when Jason Jones was on last week, and I should have aired it. He's like, oh, don't air it. It's too horrible. But it's women in a car, and they're blocked by the police. And then they were live streaming. As the fire gets there, it cuts off, and they all died. So, again, here's AP. In deadly Maui fires, many had no warning and no way out. Those who dodged barricades survived. And this AP article describes all how they did it. Here's the InfoWars article about it. Report Maui residents burned to death in their cars because of barricades blocking escape. So, you can pull up maps of it, but here's the ocean. And here's the main road out. And then here's the town. And there's no other main roads out over here. The road goes this way, but there's fire all right here. The police block the only main road. Some people drove around, drove through the woods, drove through.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anywhere?
I don't think I saw. All I saw was the people that were directing us because of the power line. There was police officers that were telling everybody, go, go.
Yeah.
And there was somebody standing in the street saying, go, go, go.
Yeah.
One guy was driving this way, and when they were coming down this way, they were making them turn around at the Civic Center and go back. And so one guy was in the street on almost like the left-hand turn lane, but not quite. And the power line came down and was hooked on his truck, and he was out of his truck telling the people that were trying to come down to stop. It was just an individual person. And to let the people that were coming from the fire, you know, go that way. But by then, there's like 1.5 lanes, two lanes to go that way because the lines had went down.
All right. Now, again, they left the main power on of the town. The day before, some of the power lines on the highway had fallen. So that's the insanity. And then no water is given. And up until the fire hit the town, they're on record. Washington Post talked to them. They said, yeah, we didn't give you water until the fire hit the town. Now, look at this. This is out of King 5. This is mainstream news. Very dangerous. Police and FBI investigate power poles cut with chainsaw. This is happening all over the Pacific Northwest and in Hawaii. They're finding the power poles hacked into so they don't fall right over, but a high wind snaps them. And they've caught Antifa setting fires everywhere. They've caught Antifa derailing trains. And this has been reported in areas of Maui as well. So this is a big, big deal. And you heard some of the police were blocking people in the town. Other police were out saying, get out. So not all the police follow the orders. That's why there's a cover-up, because they don't want people to know who gave the order to block the people in the town. Same guy that ran the Las Vegas cover-up. We all know Vegas was a cover-up. We're not supposed to question mass shootings, but they never even told us who did it. This is the guy that did that. So bare minimum, they didn't trim the trees. Bare minimum, they left the power on in those areas. And bare minimum, that's what happened there. There's a bunch of other clips we haven't gotten to. Let's go ahead and go to clip seven. Here's clip seven.
They said, everybody's off, get off this highway, go down this way, down into town. Then they started blocking everything off there.
And so you got corralled onto Front Street. You started on the Honopilani Highway.
Yes.
And you ended up on Front Street.
Yes. Couldn't go anywhere. They just said, go north, go north, go north. And then when we got on Front Street, embers were coming over the buildings and landing on our vehicles. And we're all in a line trying to get to the end of Front Street to go north, like they told us to, not knowing that the police blocked off the end of Front Street so nobody could move. All of a sudden, nobody could move anywhere. So all I did was try to inch my way over to another yard and drive up through a sidewalk, come back around, and then I went. The cops were moving around one exit, so I ended up getting up on the highway, even though they were trying to direct me another way, and then I hightailed it to home.
So you basically had to climb up on sidewalks and go against what the cops were telling you you could do. You had to break traffic laws, essentially.
Basically, I was in my truck going to check on some customers' properties, and all of a sudden, all the roads were being blocked off right in front of me, and from the cops. And I would go to the next street, and that would be blocked off, and the next one, and they just blocked everything off, forced everybody down on Front Street, in which then the flames were coming over our vehicles, not on our vehicles, but the flames were coming over top of our vehicles.
And what street do you want at this point in time?
Front Street.
You're on Front Street itself?
Yeah.
So you got directed onto Front Street?
Yep.
Where did you start when you started this journey?
I was going down the highway, and they blocked it off and wouldn't let me go any further.
So you were coming from La Neapoco?
No, I was coming from Waikuli.
Well, okay, so you're heading
going down the highway.
You're heading south.
And then they stopped us from going up on the bypass. Then they wouldn't let me go past the bypass to the other exits to go up there.
So you couldn't go up the bypass?
No. And then all of a sudden they said, everybody's off, get off this highway, go down this way, down into town. Then they started blocking everything off there. And then you were down on Front Street. And I got all the way down to Safeway. And
so you got corralled onto Front Street. You started on Honopilani Highway.
Yes.
And you ended up on Front Street.
Yes. Couldn't go anywhere. They just said, go north, go north, go north. And then when we got on Front Street, embers were coming over the buildings and landing on our vehicles. And we're all in a line trying to get to the end of Front Street to go north, like they told us to, not knowing that the police blocked off the end of Front Street so nobody could move. And then everybody panicked. And they all started, everybody went up on the sidewalks and through yards, took out the other lane. Nobody, and then all of a sudden, nobody could move anywhere. So all I did was try to inch my way over to another yard and drive up through a sidewalk, come back around. And then I went, the cops were moving around one exit. So I ended up getting up on the highway, even though they were trying to direct me another way. And then I hightailed it to home.
So you basically had to climb up on sidewalks and go against what the cops were telling you you could do. You had to break traffic laws, essentially.
Basically, yeah.
All right, I was repeating. Let's stop right there. I don't blame the police here. Overall, they followed orders and didn't know what was going on. But the emergency manager for the state, the counties, and the city were all at a meeting about the future of that area on another island, I guess on Oahu. Like FEMA's in $1,000 a night hotels right now there in Maui, and they're busy covering this up. And the bottom line is environmental rules, not to cut the trees back, not to update things, leaving the power on led to all of this. And it's a microcosm of how they're killing us. And it's got people's attention. That's what's important. Now, here's a clip of men in a car seeing a woman basically dying on the street and not rendering aid. Just to give you an idea of what was going on.
We're almost to the end of the mill. We're almost to the smokestack.
Oh, we made it. We're going to line on the road now pretty soon. Somebody's down right there.
Who?
Somebody's down right there.
Yeah, somebody's down. Just go there. We cannot do nothing for her. Oh, my
God.
Just go. Oh. We cannot do nothing for her.
What the f***, dude?
Just go.
Go, people. Go. Beat the horn, dude.
Oh, my God, bro. Beat the horn. Just go.
Can't see.
I know you can't see.
And we have the footage of the young woman burning to death. Do we should play that? I don't think I'm going to play it. So this is a microcosm of ineptitude running government or government against you. And they won't cut the brush back in California, and they won't do it in Hawaii now. And so they're allowing this threat to grow and grow and grow. But it's sexy to say it was space lasers. And I'm not saying direct energy weapons don't exist. And I'm not saying that couldn't have been it, but it's the power lines, and it's the high wind, and it's not trimming them back, and it's them denying water. And then it's directing everyone to go into the flames and then blocking them on the main one dead-end street. How is police, do you look at a map and then direct people off the highway into a town and then sit there while they back up and then only panic and leave when the flames reach you? Is it perfect ineptitude? Is it perfect idiocy? Because we are living in idiocracy. Or is it deliberate? Regardless, there's a 12-mile exclusion zone. Regardless, they're covering it up. I want to end this hour with Texas school board has cops forcibly removed father reading pornographic book found in school libraries. I've got shots of the book. I'm not going to show these on air. It's child porn. But it's children having sex with adults. And the father tries to read it. And he gets removed and arrested, reportedly, because you can't tell adults about what children are shown. A system protecting the evil. Here's a clip.
Pay attention to what I've asked you.
Mr. C, please continue, sir.
On page one, okay. Who wants my hot wiener?
Oh, yeah. Mr. C, thank you, sir.
We're talking about a hot dog here. It's a hot dog. Page two. Family has a bad day. Dad's angry. These are some
important. Hey, don't let him break the law.
This is an attack on family. Page three.
See what we're teaching the kids.
Take your time.
Gotta keep it secret. Always aiding and abetting the evil. You will not show them what the middle schoolers are shown in the school.
I am a disabled veteran. Stop.
And they have the footage of him reading from the book that started it all.
Stop pushing me!
You need to fix this.
Stop pushing me!
You've been asked.
You don't have the authority.
You are not going to read the books we show the middle schoolers. No. See, we're not banning books. We're trying to keep pedophilia away from children. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.